the 8th largest producer of coal in the country, may soon face bankruptcy. Westmoreland Coal Company's stock has been in free fall over the last year, and several of its primary customers are moving away from coal. With one of its mines right here in the state, Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports what bankruptcy could look like.
Westmoreland Coal Company has been having some trouble lately. To get a sense of how far the company's fallen, I pulled a coworker into a studio here at Wyoming Public Radio. Anna Rader works on our website. Anna, do you know anything about Westmoreland Coal Company?
No.
On my computer, I showed her a chart of the company's stock price on NASDAQ over the last 5 years.
Yikes.
So what does that look like to you?
It's like an upwards hill, and then you're just continually going downhill until you're at the very bottom.
After a 97% drop in share price over the last year, the company was delisted from NASDAQ on April 25th. A pretty big hit to the company's reputation. And that chart is just the beginning of the company's issues.
Well, what happened?
Before we get there, some background. Westmoreland Coal Company operates mines in 5 states, including Wyoming and Canada. Over the past 5 years, Westmoreland's debt has increased 225%. The company has produced 7% less coal, saw a CEO step down, and recently hired restructuring or bankruptcy advisors.
It's kind of a sad situation.
That's Andy Blumenfeld, an analyst with Doyle Trading Consultants who studies energy markets. To him, it's clear all signs point to bankruptcy.
It seems like a very high probability.
Westmoreland is struggling financially for many reasons. Bad luck with big investments, competition from natural gas, and a market strategy with almost no flexibility. That strategy, called mine mouth, is when a mine directly feeds a power plant. It also means reliance on a few, or even one, big customers with long-term contracts.
The idea is to remove some of the market volatility and have a secure customer. What has turned out to be a good and sound strategy has turned into somewhat of a problem for them.
It's a problem now because more and more utilities are moving away from coal, the cheaper alternatives like natural gas. And if your one big customer suddenly doesn't need your product, that hurts. In 2016, Westmoreland bought a mine in New Mexico for $121 million tied to a generating station, the mine's primary customer.
And that's, of course, now is not going to come through.
Because soon after, the station announced it would move half its units away from coal. In Wyoming, the Westmoreland Kimmer Mine's main customer will transition its largest generator either to natural gas or completely offline within the year. The same thing is happening in Montana and Canada.
We're seeing a large stroke of bad luck in terms of the customers that they decided to hitch their wagon to, as it were.
Colorado School of Mines' Ian Lang says mine mouth operations also aren't the easiest to sell.
Mine mouth plants in general don't have rail access. They're there for the plant. And so if the plant's not there, then there's no point in sort of the mine being there. You either have to build a rail line out there, which is not easy, try to truck the coal somewhere, but that's pretty expensive, or you need to find some other way to get the coal out.
Understandably, all of this is having an impact. Much less cash on hand and over $1 billion in debt. Bankruptcy could arrive as soon as a big enough debt payment comes the company just can't afford.
If they don't have the cash on hand to make the payment, then they're in default.
One big debt payment is coming on May 15, with several more at the beginning of next year. The company expresses doubt in an SEC filing if it will be able to meet those obligations when they're due. If bankruptcy does occur, its impacts could be far-reaching, both for the company and the communities and states it serves. Head of the Wyoming Sierra Club chapter, Connie Wilbert, says the state could be affected by reclamation costs. She says the company does have surety bonds, but she wonders if it's enough.
Because if their surety bonds are inadequate, then taxpayers will be stuck with whatever's left.
Westmoreland has around 3,000 employees in about 25 locations in the U.S. and Canada. Lincoln County in southwest Wyoming relies heavily on the Kimmer Mine. It's the largest generator of tax revenue in the area by far. And around 280 people also rely on the mine for a job.
These people are worried clear sick about it.
That's Mike Delpez, who represents these employees through the United Mine Workers of America. He says they're not just nervous about losing their jobs, but pensions and health care.
The risk depends on the type of filing.
Delpez says layoffs are also a real possibility because the biggest generating unit, the power plant, is moving away from coal, significantly reducing demand. Tom Crank is a state representative for the area. He says if workers do lose their jobs, the local community won't be able to help out. They're reliant on the mineral industry, too, after all.
It's got everybody here, you know, fairly nervous when you have small communities that are dependent on that stuff, when the big industries that provide most of the income to the community are facing issues. Nobody starts investing in the town, and so you have a hard time just keeping the other things going.
Lincoln County commissioners are currently in talks with Westmoreland about moving forward. Wyoming Public Radio reached out to the company multiple times to no response. As of April 2nd, the search for a new CEO has been suspended as the company considers filing for bankruptcy. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.